On the LEAD 36 International Study Travel Seminar, I'm Adam Smith from Lexington, Nebraska, and Chile is well known for its wine, and Chile is where we have been for the past few days. We'd be amiss if we didn't talk with Lori Paulson, member of LEAD 36, who's from Waverly, Nebraska, and also with the Nebraska Winery and Grape Growers Association. A couple days ago, we had the chance to visit a fantastic winery and vineyard just outside of Santiago, Chile, called Santa Rita. Tell me a little bit about your impressions.
Sure. It was exciting to see the third largest winery and vineyard in the country. Also interesting to hear them talk about some of the challenges of pests, in particular a specific cyst that is taking over. We look at threats to our industry as herbicide drift, but this is something completely different. 200 acres are being replanted, looking at new rootstocks, so that was really interesting, and the winemaking process was fascinating because very large scale, and all of the wine made in Nebraska and all of the vineyards in Nebraska would fit within Santa Rita's production.
Lori, going back to the problem they were having with the vines, talk a little bit about what they told us about how they are trying to handle that, how they're trying to solve the problem.
It was interesting. I was struck. We would have consulted our viticulture program, went to our county extension, probably gone to other programs in other states, and they're just kind of winging it. they're working to try and find solutions, but it's a major problem for this vineyard in particular. So they're starting off by like wiping it out and starting over with new rootstock and hoping it goes well. They're also moving some of their vineyards to farther south and hoping that will remedy some of the issues.
We also had the chance to stop at Masai Agricultural Services, which is just outside of Rancagua, Chile. And there you had a chance to see some more viticulture.
We did. This was table grapes, but they had a trellising system that was just fascinating. It was a steel product and high wire and made more of a table, so instead of canopying to the side, canopying over the top. So it was really fun, and they were putting it in yesterday and the day before, so I got to see their stock, I got to see them putting grapes in. So, and that was a cotton candy table grape that many people might be familiar with.
Well, as we talk, we are making the bus ride back to Santiago. Mm-hmm. This is our last full day in Chile. Your impressions overall of the country?
One of the friendliest countries. I feel more at home here than I thought I would. People are very kind, especially if you try and speak a little bit of the language. I'm a food and wine lover, so I really enjoyed trying some wines and different foods here, and really enjoyed the culture.
All right, thanks so much, Lori.
You're welcome.
That's Lori Paulson from Waverly, Nebraska. As we kind of wrap things up in Chile on our international study travel seminar, from here it's on to Buenos Aires, Argentina, then eventually Uruguay, and we look forward to bringing you more reports. For the Nebraska LEAD program and the Rural Radio Network, I'm Adam Smith.